My sister grabbed Mom's passport instead of her own. They won't let her into England with that.
You have to have your own passport to get into another country, kind of like heaven. Have you ever had to take a really big trip and get a fancy passport? Well, if not, check out today's story right here on Keys for Kids. I remember the first time I ever flew in an airplane. When we got to the bridge leading to the plane, the attendant checked to be sure whether each of us had our own ticket. I wouldn't have been allowed on the plane if I didn't have my own ticket, even though my parents had theirs. It's kind of the same as going to heaven. If your parents are Christians but you're not, then you won't be able to go. You have to make the decision to trust Jesus for yourself to be saved. You can learn more about it at keysforkids.net/salvation. Our story today is called Jayla's Passport. "I hope I didn't forget anything," Jayla said on the way to the airport. She and her brother Everett were going to spend 2 weeks in England with their older sister and her husband who lived there. "Well, if you forgot something, now's the time to remember, before we get too far from home," Dad replied.
"I saw you put the passports in your purse, Jayla," said Mom. "You haven't taken them out, have you?"
"Nope, they're right here."
Jayla opened her purse and took out the passports.
"Oh, no,"
she exclaimed as she looked at them. Dad slowed down. "What's wrong?"
"I have Mom's passport instead of mine," Jayla said. "They were in the same drawer and I picked up the wrong one."
"Calm down, we have plenty of time," said Dad as he looked for a place to turn the car around. "It's a good thing you discovered it now, though. Mom's passport wouldn't get you into England."
Mom nodded thoughtfully. "I'm going to have to tell Mrs. Lewis about this experience," she said.
"Why?" Everett asked. "Is she planning a trip overseas?"
"I don't think so, but I've been talking to her about Jesus lately, and every time I do, she always tells me about the wonderful Christian parents she has," replied Mom. "I've told her that having Christian parents doesn't make her a Christian, but she still seems to think it does."
"I see what Mom's getting at," said Everett as they headed back home. Dad nodded. "When we trust in Jesus and receive his goodness, it's like receiving a passport that shows us to be citizens of God's kingdom. Jayla can't get into England on Mom's passport, and Mrs. Lewis can't get into heaven on her parents' passports. She needs to have her own."
"Everybody has to trust Jesus for themselves, don't they?" Everett asked.
"That's right." Dad smiled in the rearview mirror. "Much as I hate to backtrack, it will be worth it if it helps Mrs. Lewis understand that she needs to know and trust in Jesus herself." Jayla grinned. "In that case, you can thank me for grabbing the wrong passport." So, how about you? Do you expect to get into heaven because you have Christian parents? That's a blessing, but their salvation, their citizenship in God's kingdom, will not give you salvation. You need to receive God's righteousness through faith in His Son, Jesus. Why not trust in Him as your Savior today? It's a decision nobody can make for you. You must make it for yourself. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of the Keys for Kids print devotional, or go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the New Testament letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 9.
"Not having my own righteousness, but that which is through faith in Christ."
And our key thought today, salvation is a personal choice. If you ever have questions about God or anything else, you can send them to me and I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, your questions could be featured in the next Keys for Kids print devotional. Send your questions to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.